The Female Brain is one of the most compelling books in neuroscience I have read. Written in 2007, the principles within the female brain are so very relevant for both men and women in today's world. It's clear that there are gender differences in the ways men and women process, communicate, emote, feel, and generally are. With The Female Brain, Louann Brizendine has beautifully captured the main biological reasons these differences exist. So why should you read this book? In 1992, John Gray wrote the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and sold more than 15 million copies doing so. His book focused on the fundamental psychological differences between sexes that cause most of the relationship problems between men and women. The Female Brain is not this type of self-help relationship book. It's a powerful science-based book that brings to light the deep and dynamic nature and experiences that occur within the female brain and the biological whys behind each of them. I now better understand some of the basic scientific differences between male brains and that of my female counterparts. The Female Brain has helped me better understand my mother, my wife, my sisters, my coworkers, and friends alike, and it is a must read for anyone curious about the inner workings of the female brain. A couple pieces from this book that are my favorite. There is no neutral unisex brain. Hormones make our brains female or male. Another point that she makes that I really liked was we are much more predictable than we think we are, and it all comes back to the way our female or male brains are hardwired at birth. And simply because of the differences in the size of our amygdala, sorry, I couldn't say that correctly at first, which is the center for fear, anger, and aggression, and our prefrontal cortex, which is the center for control of fear, anger, and aggression, female and male brains are primed for different behaviors. Thus, men feel anger easily because of their larger amygdalas, and women are better able to control their anger because of their larger prefrontal cortex. And so these points that I make here are really just about how different the female and male brains are from a biological standpoint and how those differences drive the behavioral differences that we see in the sexes. Finally, if you Google the phrase difference between men and women, you'll get close to 572 million different results. It's a topic that is as old as time, but the female brain focuses on the way the brains are hardwired from the start. Literal differences in the sexes can be broken down to the basic hormonal differences within our brains. So the next time you have a disagreement with someone from the other sex or having challenging times understanding their points of view, remember to give yourself some graces because boy behaviors and girl behaviors are hardwired at birth. And the battle of the sexes, or better yet, the differences in the sexes are really just biological and the way the brains are configured. Do yourself a huge service. Get this book, read it, digest it, enjoy it, and be a better human for it.